Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We think you'll find something there that will help you, whether you're looking for an whether you're trying to seek an opportunity, take advantage of an opportunity, or solve a problem. We got something that will help you there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to take our poll question on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And my blog is there, too, by the way. Don't forget to check that out. Ken Davis is with us. Ken's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of A Nation Rising, a brand new one. You buy two of these, you're going to want to give one away once you get into it. And you never know, they might run out before you get back to get the other one. Ken Davis, it's kendavis.com. No, don'tknowmuch.com. That's right, isn't it?
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website. And yeah. I don't sell anything there, but information about my books, I also post stuff about history and what's going on in the news and the connections, and I try and always give good links, especially for teachers, parents, and people who are.
And he's written kids' books too. He's got some really good
right.
kids' books.
That's right. In fact, I have right with me in front of me is my children's book called "Don't Know Much About the Presidents," which is it's just a lot of fun. It's one of my favorites among kids. Great way for parents and kids to talk about presidents and history together around the dinner table. Fun facts about the presidents, who they were as people, and
I got those and gave them to my grandsons, and so I encourage you to check it out, folks. Ken, early on in the constitutional process, George Washington was fighting a war, and he wasn't necessarily, even though he was highly respected. And he became respected by doing less, by saying less, by just letting his demeanor and his actions speak for him. And maybe that's the reason why he rose, his cream rose to the top, so to speak, because he didn't drop himself into the fray of all the debate. What do you think about that?
Well, look, absolutely. Looking around us right now in the world, and we see all these countries with going through the throes of different versions of rebellion. Almost all of them have a strong man who comes from the military, and you can go back through history and to Caesar and before then. There are always the strong man who was the soldier, and Washington certainly could have been that. We think of Napoleon after the French Revolution. Napoleon was the general who came in and made himself emperor. There's no question that Washington could have done that. When the war was over in 1783, he walked away and went back to Mount Vernon. A few years later, when the Constitutional Convention is put together, the people say Washington had to be there. He goes to the Constitutional Convention and actually presides over it. He never speaks during the convention occasionally. He was really there as a referee to make sure things were done properly, but he didn't influence the course. But everyone knew when they were talking about the office of the presidency, and Ben Franklin even has a quote about this, that we know who the first man will be, and after that we don't. He was, without question, the most admired man in America, the best known man
and
in
still,
America.
And still is.
In many respects, still ranked usually in the, he's either one, two, or three in most rankings.
Well, only because I think, his tenure wasn't as as dramatic as say Lincoln's was or Roosevelt's was, but the thing to me is somebody said this once, I think it was George Will, that the thing that we should thank George Washington for was when he had a chance to do more, when he was asked to do more as president, he gave us the gift of doing less.
Absolutely, he and I think it was King George III who heard that he had just walked away after the war. Said he's a greater man than even any of us realized because he understood that this was a ripe moment. And there were certainly men in the army, his own officers who were egging him on.
But then again, Ken, when he refused to take a third term, he could have
exactly.
easily gotten elected. I mean, that's the best example to me of all.
Absolutely. And he knew when he took the office, he said it himself. He said, I walk on untrod ground. He knew that everything he did
right.
was setting a precedent as president, and he was very mindful of that. He was, you know, we think of him as a rebel in the sense of leading the revolution,
right.
but he was also a very conservative person
mm-hmm.
and a person who loved order and discipline and wanted a republic, but he didn't want mob rule either.
But you know, Ken, as great a man as Adams and Jefferson were, and I admire both of them, the country might be a lot different today if either one of them had been the first president.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question that it was Washington and his authority as this country is being established. And you're right that he didn't face the immediate crisis like a Lincoln or an FDR of a tremendous war. He had come through war, even though it was very different from the kind of war
right.
that the Civil War was going to be. He understood that he had to create
right.
this country from scratch, and he was the only one who had the authority to do that.
He had the gravitas. He was a leader first, and then he became a politician. We need more of those in the 21st century, Ken. Thanks for being here, Ken. Thanks for helping us celebrate President's Day and Washington's birthday. We'll see you next time. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen, that's don'tknowmuch.com. Check out his website right there on a lot of good stuff there. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.